This is the Don and Mike Show. Three days till the last Don and Mike Show.
Be here. Don't miss it. In the meantime, Rob Spiewak and Buzz Burbank here hosting the ultimate best of.
Let me jump in for a second, Buzz. Whenever Don plays this record,
yes.
I never know if he's doing a phone bit.
Because of the
dialing in it.
Yeah.
It always makes me think he's calling somebody.
It's the toe-tap and touch tones.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's quite all right. You're right about that. And that's the point of our favorite moments from the Don and Mike Show over the last 23 years. As the announcer said, as you heard Dude mention, Don will be back on Friday with all the rest of us for that big, ultimate, final Don and Mike Show. And we thank you for joining us and going through these memories. It really is like not only reliving these specific shows and segments over again, but reliving those years and that part of our lives. And now do we get today's montage of Mike's crazy voices?
Yes, Buzz, now
cool.
We do. And there's some, I'd like to call attention to something. Mike is as comfortable as anyone as I've ever known. Talking from heaven.
Yes.
Talking as a Muppet.
Mm-hmm.
Talking as a piece of technology from Apple computers. And find me someone else who does an impression of Larry Hagman, and I'll kiss you full on the mouth. Here's the magic of Mike O'Mara on the best of Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Please welcome.
No.
Newsmaker.
Now hold it. Hold it now.
This is the music you play on your radio show.
Turn the music off. Right now. Just no. Don.
Bill O'Reilly.
What say you, Donnie? Turn that off. I don't want to listen to it. I don't think anybody wants to listen to it. We're here. I know why you guys are doing your little thing to me because of all the controversy. I'm aware of that. That's okay. No. You, the news guy.
Sorry.
Over here. Buzz.
Yes.
Okay. Quiet.
All right.
Shut up. All of you just shut up for a second. Nobody said a word. I know nobody said a word. I know that. I'm aware of that. What that is, you haven't said a word. He hasn't said a word, but I'm going to say a word.
All right, go ahead.
Because that's what I do.
What do you want to do?
I'm just going to say, first of all, I'm looking out for you. And I'm being raked over the coals.
How's that kid's book going?
That's the way. Hey, look. Hold it just a second.
How's the kid's
book
going?
Look, I'm going to send you an O'Reilly Factor t-shirt if you just listen to me, right? I want to tell you that you guys... the shock jocks.
Now, how could you possibly have a kid's book on the market right now?
I'd like to say one thing.
Yes.
You know, I came down here out of the goodness of my heart to come on a sister station or whatever we call it. Your candy machine is out of Vaseline. I just wanted to point that out to each of you guys. And I listen to you. You have a female producer. Is that right?
Her name is
You have a female producer named Beth Ann McBride. Just get her on the phone. Your producer, Beth Ann McBride. I'd like to chat with her.
Hello?
Beth Ann.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly.
Hey, Mr. O'Reilly.
What say you, Beth Ann?
What say you?
Are you aware of the factor?
Your show?
You listen, Beth Ann?
Yeah?
I'm asking you a question.
Yeah.
It's not difficult. The O'Reilly factor for radio, Beth Ann. Do you listen to it?
Yes.
Do you like it?
It's okay.
What are you wearing right now?
No, see, you can't do this to her.
Why not?
This is sexual harassment.
That's just not going to work for me. I just like to stand up when I'm talking to her if I could.
Right.
Beth Ann?
Yeah?
How do you like working with in radio? You enjoy it? Is this something you enjoy, something you like doing?
Yeah, I've done
you know,
it
I'm,
for
I'm one of the most popular TV and radio personalities in the country.
You all right? Oh, no. Sit down.
All right. I'm sorry. I got a little worked up. Okay, Beth Ann?
Down. Would you sit down?
Beth Ann, we got to move.
And who
it's
knew,
been nice talking to you.
Who knew the guy would come in a shirt and tie and he's got sweatpants on?
Beth Ann.
So I had like a bird's eye view there.
Beth Ann McBride. She's the producer, Donna Mike Show. What's your ethnic heritage, Beth Ann? Are you an Irish Catholic girl?
Yes, I am.
Atta girl. That's good. Have you ever met the Pope?
No.
I have. Good guy.
Bye.
Good guy.
Here with Larry Hagman, who wants to be... stuffed into a wood chipper,
mm-hmm.
chunks scattered into a field.
Yeah, grow wheat.
Then it'll be harvested and turned into a cake that your family will eat.
Yeah, weedy lemon cake. I think that'll be special, don't you, Jeannie? We've lost Dr. Bellows from Jeannie, but I've got a Hayden Rourke mince meat pie. Like a Hayden Rourke mince meat pie that I have right here. It's Hayden Rourke. Hayden Rourke is Dr. Bellows.
Yes. For those of you that really don't even remember I Dream of Jeannie, that's about as obscure a reference, and we probably even shouldn't be laughing at it ourselves. But hard to remember, I was drinking 6-7 bottles of whiskey a day.
Well, now that's
very difficult. Wow. That's what burned up my liver. But the nice thing about a liver, you can get you go out to buy yourself a new one.
It's not easy.
I called the hospital. I said, this is Larry Hagman. Is there a chance that I could get myself a new liver? I think mine's plum used up. And they said, well, you come right over, Mr. Hagman. We'd be happy to cut you open, put another one inside of you. Take your other one, just throw it in the trash heap. I said, no. Don't throw it away. Save it. We'll put it in the cake. It'll be great. Ms. Bell Getty, she's alive, but but I used amputation to make the bread pudding.
Oh.
That's right. I have bread pudding, and I have a Miss Ellie donut. Which you would enjoy very much. Very tasty for you. And so they took my liver out, took the old one. I saved it. Still have it. That's going to be used when I do that. And I got a brand new one that's ticking away. Just ticking away. You notice I'm not that strange yellow color that I am anymore.
So you cut off part of Barbara Bel Geddes.
Oh, not all that much. Just enough to put in a batter. And I do a lot of baking right now. I've got a beautiful new baking oven. And I love to bake. And who doesn't like a good cake?
Right.
That's what I always say. I can show you my liver, my old one. It's in my hat. Take a look at that. That's what keeps my hair shiny.
Oh, my God.
What do you think of that? Isn't this good? That's right. If I leave it in that hat long enough, it'll look like a date. My liver will be about the size of a little bitty date.
Macho Man, Hugh Grant.
Hello. I'm very fond of your program. I'm not fond of your bullying. And I hope that we can use this opportunity to come in here and enjoy a fresh start.
Can we talk about your outfit today?
Yes, but I'd like to refresh your memory. The last time I was on a program and enjoying myself rather nicely.
Yeah.
You delved into this dissertation, this bullying regarding my outfit, that it was a past program that we had, and you indicated that you didn't like it, and of course it drove me eventually to do something that I'm not fond of doing, and that is...
Was that you had to kiss a girl or something?
No,
what?
I had to cry.
Oh.
And I cried all the way home.
You are such a baby.
In fact, I cried all the way back to London.
Do you have on shorts today?
I am wearing my blue crushed velvet shorts. I have blue crushed velvet shorts on. I have a ruffled satin shirt and a floppy bow tie. That's what I'm wearing. I'm wearing knee socks with my crushed velvet blue shorts. And I'm wearing knee socks and also... black shoes with a silver buckle and about a 3-inch heel.
I've just received a telegram for you.
Oh, you have?
Yes, and I won't throw it to you.
May I read it?
I will hand it to you. Be
careful.
If you would read it from everybody.
Let me read it. I will read it.
It's a telegram.
You are a sissy.
Oh. Oh, no, you're going to do it again.
You did it. You tricked me. That was not a telegram.
No, it wasn't.
That was some dirty, filthy thing that you wrote specifically for me to read out loud.
That's right.
To read aloud and embarrass myself. And I haven't received any toast points, finger sandwiches, or Brandy Alexander, require an alchemist.
And that again is?
An apothecary. I don't know.
Okay.
It's too deep for me. Stop writing those big words.
Because now... I don't know if he's in heaven or hell or purgatory or in a drawer. Here now is Johnny. Johnny.
Hi-o.
Johnny?
Hello. Hi-o.
Hey, Johnny, you're dead, right?
Hello, yes, I'm dead. I'm dead, and you know I'm actually haven't made the final destination. The final destination, whether I'm going to heaven or hell. Don't know yet, but certainly would like to go to the good place and not hell, because I understand it's very hot in hell.
How hot is it?
It's so hot the birds have to use pot holders to pull worms out of the ground. So hot in hell, the farmers are feeding their chickens crushed ice to keep them from laying hard-boiled eggs. It's so hot the cows are giving evaporated milk.
Johnny?
I'm working on my impression of a teaspoon for 36 hours. I've been lying motionless in a drawer.
Hey, listen.
I still may do some TV in the future. I'm up for a guest shot on CSI for sweeps.
That's too fast.
For sweeps, I'll play the murder victim. Thank you. All right, here we go.
Let me give you some music here.
All right. A 2x4, a nail, and my lungs.
A 2x4, a nail, and your lungs. I like give me that look like Johnny.
That was the answer.
Name something that's sawed, something that's hammered, and something that's screwed.
Okay,
hold on a second. We got another one for you.
Here
we
go. One.
I-O.
I-O.
I-O. A mob boss,
a
urinal, and Johnny Carson.
Okay, a mob boss, a urinal, and Johnny Carson.
Name a gotti, a potty, and a dead body. Thank you, everybody. Good night. Good night, everybody. It's been a real pleasure.
I-O.
Thanks so much.
Hi-O, Johnny.
Peace out.
I know that Russell Crowe can get excited. What's happening, dude?
How you doing? I want to thank you for having me here. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you here. Why are you wearing sunglasses inside?
What do you care?
Because normally when you come on the show, I get to see your big, beautiful gladiator eyes.
Well, I could take them off. I didn't know.
I mean, if it makes you more comfortable, you can leave them on.
Is that what you're planning to do, is to impose a dress code on me?
It's not. Hold on. I'll get it. Do you mind if I get it?
Yeah, go ahead.
It still works.
Just a second.
Hello?
Yes, he is. Are you calling from... where's your wife at?
Well, Australia.
She's on the phone. Let me put you on hold.
All right, hold on.
How nice.
There you go. Go ahead.
Hello? Are you there? I got cut off. What the hell is wrong with this?
Hey!
This bloody thing, what I'm trying to do that. You're really starting to irritate me.
If you keep throwing phones.
I'd say I played in a band, Dog Snot, way back back in Australia a long time ago. And these phones that we had back in Australia, much better than these American phones. Every single one of them, you try to work on it, and it just doesn't work at all. And I'm so damn... Try to do a movie. Me movie's not making as much money because most of the people in this country are so stupid they don't understand.
We're running out of phones.
And then the guy says to me, you know, you got to go to anger control school, maybe do community service. And I'm just trying to make people happy. And of course, I'm a brooding actor. That's my job. I'm not supposed to be happy peppy all the time. Oh, there, it's ringing again. Hold on, let me get it.
Which all right, go ahead. Why don't you get it this time?
Hello. I'm sorry. This phone ain't working. Two glob finster right now, I'll tell you right now. It's bloody awful. Hello?
Oh, no.
Cut off again. I don't understand what this is.
Stop throwing phones.
You're like every... I'm going to say this, and I'm going to try to be calm.
Okay, Russell.
Because as I said before, I'm at the bottom of the well.
Okay, I hear you.
This has really been... I'm very embarrassed and sorry for all these things that I've done, but people have to understand.
You know what I'm seeing this weekend?
Tell me. You going to go see Cinderella Man?
No. Great movie with Hilary Duff.
Stop. You see this duffel bag? I bet you don't know what's in here. Tell me, look over here.
Phones.
Yes, I got phones.
A bag of phones?
I got phones everywhere. That's right. It's my weapon of choice. Now, all you talk about in your states is handguns. Oh, watch out for handguns. Well, Russell's got phones to throw. And he's going to throw bloody phones all day if he doesn't get cooperation from the disc jockey who's giving him insults instead of doing a number of
You walk around with a sack of telephones.
Hey, who's up for it? Okay. How about we play a little telephone volleyball?
You stop throwing phones at us.
Everybody buzz. All right. That's a big one.
Why stop. It.
That's one of those old payphones that I got. I put that in my duffel bag. That's right. My rugby. Where's the other rugby duffel? All right. Here's a rotary, mate. Drive one of these rotary phones. All right, that's one of these good ones. All right, this one. This one says, "What's it say?" Cortelco. I got Bell Atlantic on this side.
Hey, Crow.
And yeah, right. Go. You can call me Crow.
Throw a buzz.
All right, one more. Here
we go.
Buzz.
Again.
There you go, lads.
Now that I
quick as the bunny.
What's the name of that movie?
The Cinderella Man.
That movie sucks.
There you go. Hey, God, I'm tired of that. Almost clutch your shoulder with that one, all right? Quick as a bunny, lads. There we go. I'll tuck a fosh buckle under the old Luke Lasher. That's what I'll do.
The game is...
The Yoda Quota.
Don and Mike Show, I am on.
Hi, Mike.
Ice cream I will have. Mmm, flavorful it is.
Are you horny today?
Horny I am. VD I have.
Oh.
Tall I was. 6'2 I was.
Wow.
Short I am now. Body ravaged it is.
Have you met BA?
Ravaged by VD I am.
Have you met Beth Ann?
Beth Ann? Ooh, pretty she is. Mmm. Yoda like to say hi. Yoda make one of his special videos. Mmm, upskirt it is. No penicillin on Tatooine. Buzz Burbank.
Hi,
you see not what hides under my burlap robe.
I'm thankful for that.
Ooh. Touching it, I am.
Oh, don't. Please don't.
Massage I require. Immediately it must be given. Much Jedi strange to be had at the cinema.
Yes.
Many fat Star Wars fans I must do. Peel back the latex you must. Oh. Find the Yoda treasure that waits for you. I call it the Yoda Tower.
Now, this is Vince Lombardi, the ghost floating above your head.
Ooh,
pack of fans.
Scared.
Ooh, me and Curly Lambeau are going to scare Belichick. We're going to scare him. He's going to have night terrors that'll make him wake up in a cold sweat. That is if he takes that crappy sweatshirt off that he's wearing all the time. Ooh.
What would you say? Let's say that you're able to get inside Bill Belichick's head tonight when he's
I'll
sleeping.
I'll get into anybody's head. I can get into yours, Packer boy.
What would you say?
Put yourself down to dreamland, and I'll come in your dreams and scare you. You know how?
How?
Because I'll be nude.
Oh.
Ooh, that's right. It'll be a nude Lombardi floating over your head with my beanbag.
Oh.
Scared?
That's scary.
I hate anyone who sleeps. No sleeping. Don't sleep on my watch. When I ran my training camps, the first thing that I would do is make sure they weren't allowed to sleep.
Why?
I said, hey, wussies, no shut-eye on my watch. Get up and stay up for 3 weeks of camp.
Wow.
That's how you make tough guys. Even in heaven, I haven't fixed my green and gold teeth. I'm tired of those football players today.
Why?
All those lazy queers dancing. They make me want to puke. They make me want to puke Marie's meatloaf up. I'll tell you right now, and believe me, that's no easy task. It comes up like a reverse brick sandwich. I say, Marie, if you put that crap on the plate, if you put that crap on Lombardi's plate again, I'll give you the back of my hand.
Wow.
I'll treat you just like a linebacker. I'll show you a head. I didn't let the defensive line breathe.
No.
I'm Vince Lombardi.
Hi.
Well, here's Curious Larry. Hey, Larry.
Hi, Don. I'd like to share with all of your listening audience that we're doing something special. It's the Larry King Live Show on the Don and Mike Show. Do you enjoy fun? Do you hate the sad?
If you've been watching Larry King,
yeah,
this new Larry King that Mike's doing,
uh-huh,
it is the most right on, because this is really now what the Larry King CNN show is like.
Right. That's your newsman. That's Buzz.
Yes,
he is. He gives you your news.
Right.
Yeah.
End of the show, right? Not the beginning?
At the end of the show, last hour.
Buzz?
Yes, hi, Larry.
News comes at the end?
At the end, yes.
Why?
That's where we like to put it.
Do you like cake?
I love cake.
It's your birthday.
It is. That's right.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Larry.
Don.
How's Jerry?
Jerry Lewis. Jerry. That's all I can muster with my laugh. I used to laugh very much. Hmm. Now all I can do is, ha. That's all I can get. I don't like the MD. So, diseases.
Oh, right.
Bad stuff. Muscular dystrophy.
Good dystrophy.
Very bad.
Good call.
Bad. You know, diseases. Whoa. Tough. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's fair to have the fights on the air with people that call? Do you think it's fair?
Yes, of course I do.
But you win all the time, right?
Yeah,
you win.
Mike and I are undefeated, yes.
You win.
Yeah. We win.
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Sad. Water.
I know.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Mold.
Flood.
Filth.
Yeah.
Not good.
No.
Okay,
no,
now that's like the perfect
out.
Larry King.
Yeah.
If you really watch him, it's like New Orleans, yeah, sad, water, almost, yeah, like Frankenstein rationalizing, you know.
How long were you in the South?
A long time.
Why do you wear pants?
Because they're comfortable.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
I like the comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't like to wear the ties.
Ask her about SEX.
You like vitamins?
Yeah.
You like take a vitamin?
No.
No.
I should.
Yes.
Ask her about SEX.
Okay, yes. Sex. They talk about sex. Does that make you uncomfortable?
No.
You don't mind?
No.
It's tough, though. Right? You don't have a man?
No.
Long time? Years.
Yes.
I couldn't do that.
Be without a man.
I couldn't do that. But tell us about getting busy. You get busy. They talk about everything.
I keep myself busy because
your life's an open book.
An open book.
Is your life an open book? They talk about your pleasure. Is it true in front of a mirror? Is that hard to do?
No.
Do you have lots of mirrors? I got a lot of mirrors. Harriet Meyer is a candidate.
Yes.
For that post.
Supreme Court.
She's smart.
They say.
Think she'll be good?
I don't know. She's never done it.
Very tough. You're tough. Are you tough?
I try to be.
Is it tough to be tough?
It is.
Why you talk quick? You always talk quick.
Because
it's sometimes better to talk slow.
Should I?
Would you like to?
I'll try.
You want to talk at the same time I'm talking, don't you? Is that fun? Finishing sentences. Tom Cruise having a baby. What a mitzvah. That's a blessing.
Yes.
News Hour with Aaron Brown coming up soon, and we'll be talking with Beth Ann McBride. Why no man, Don? Why no man in her life? Is she? She's not gay, right? She likes. She seems to like men.
I think she does.
Why so lonely?
Have you spent any time with her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad. You having fun now? You look like you're happy. You enjoying it? Yeah.
A lot of times my email gets to my BlackBerry, and I get voicemail on my BlackBerry.
That's convenient.
This is Don's BlackBerry. I'm Mayor Marion Barry, D.C. Council Ward 8. You have two messages.
Oh, okay, great.
First message. To play this message, or for me to read it, first one. Carrie Spiewak. Don. Don't forget the night lights at Safeway.
I'm going to delete this one.
Yeah.
Message two. To play this message, press one. Bart Source.
Hey, Mike, I pressed nine.
You are a faggot. Watch for watching Regis and Kelly.
Oh, that's from my son.
Yes.
To save this message, press one. To delete this message, press three. To replay this message, press four. Bart Source, you are a faggot for watching Regis and Kelly.
I'm going to delete that now.
It's a great BlackBerry.
To play message number one again, press one. Carrie Spiewak, don't forget the nightlights.
I'm going to delete that one
Safeway. To change your recording options, press two. Hi, this is Mayor Marion Barry, Don's BlackBerry from Ward 8, D.C. City Council.
Right.
If you'd like to record a message, press 1. I did not recognize that. I did not recognize that.
Hey, it's me, Marion.
Hey, Don. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thanks for giving me this job.
No problem. You're the best BlackBerry I've had.
I appreciate it. And why don't you come down to Ward 8? We'll do some nightlife.
And, of course, you know, I really wanted Halle Berry to be my
yeah.
BlackBerry, but that never happened.
I'm 68. 68, looking forward to being married again. How you doing?
You know, I'll say this. You're the sweatiest BlackBerry I've ever had.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm just smiling, sweating. We're excited about Ward 8. Everyone's going to have them down here. You want to change your recording options?
Hey, no, but did that guy from Baltimore call me?
Which guy?
The guy from our station in Baltimore.
You don't have no calls from Baltimore. I'm going to check here. Barstow's Carrie Spiewak. Now, everything else has been deleted.
Huh. You know what it is?
Beth Ann McBride. Hold on. I found another one.
It's hat wearing weather, isn't it?
You got to press one again.
Oh, okay.
Hi, this is Marion Barry from Ward 8. Don's BlackBerry has one other new message just came in. Press one to play the message. Beth Ann McBride. I do not have Lyme disease. Happy day.
Okay, delete that.
Hi, this is Don's BlackBerry. And I'm out.
Okay, hey, I'll call you later.
I'll talk to you later, Don.
Okay, bye.
Don't forget Ward 8.
Why not Ward 8?
68, smiling and sweating.
Smiling and sweating.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's your BlackBerry.
That's my BlackBerry.
That was fascinating.
I will do anything you want me to do at CBS Television City. I, Television City.
Yes.
Bob Barker for The Price is Right. They said, Bob, would you like to go on TV in primetime? I said, bring on the Olympics. I'd love to fight them. And let's give everybody a brand new car. I am excited for our Olympians, but I'm more excited for people playing The Price is Right. I use the taping to score Hot College Tale.
Good for you.
Yes, sirree. Barker's whores.
Are you still getting laid a lot?
No.
So you don't get it on anymore?
No. I don't.
Do you watch?
I have a vast collection of DVD pornography, Donny. I have titles that go as long as the eye can see. It's wonderful. That today is how I really vent that area of my life. Since I'm no longer active, what I do is I like to sit in my dressing room before The Price is Right and relax by watching other people do it.
Now, do you
do it, Donnie?
Do you watch the less than normal stuff? Do you watch the avant-garde?
I said to someone the other day, I believe it was Peter Tamarkin, and I said, Peter, Bob Barker, if you don't watch all of it, you don't watch any of it.
Is it true?
You have to have an open mind when you're watching pornography, Don.
Is it true you watch clown porn with Wink Martindale?
Clown porn and crush porn.
Oh.
Where tiny little animals are crushed with high heels, Donnie. I have a DVD of Hal Linden's honeymoon that I watch all the time. Hal Linden was Barney Miller.
Right.
You might remember. Very talented actor.
I know who he is.
He called me. We were dear friends. We golfed together. And he said, I've got a present for you, Bob. What could it be? It is a honeymoon video.
It's a sex tape.
Of him having sex with one of his many wives, Donnie. And I watched it for hours on end. We all did that. We called it the game show host code. Tom Kennedy said to me one time when he was doing Name That Tune, do you tape yourself having sex, Bob? I said, what a wonderful idea. And I began to tape myself on a regular basis. And what I do is I'll bring out a tape from 1978 and I will view it. We had the technology before video became what all the kids were using. And we used the CBS videotape cameras to videotape ourselves having sex. Donnie.
What about, who's that guy from The Dating Game? Jim Lang.
Jim Lang was wonderful. He hosted The Dating Game. I enjoyed Jim Lang. I enjoyed his company. Wonderful, talented man. He had an audio tape of himself getting a massage.
Now,
that's all he contributed.
Among today's modern game show hosts, what about Sajak?
Sajak was wonderful. He distributed a marvelous color video back in 1988 of his cherries being juggled.
What?
It was wonderful to watch with that lovely wife of his. I have a grainy black and white 8mm of Art Fleming being the plate. I'm going to show you my flip book. It's got Alan Ludden being shaved by Betty White.
By Betty White.
His wife.
Password, it's gross. It's David Letterman's mom, Dot.
I'm Dot Letterman. You're the funny disc jockey.
And you're the sexy mom.
Thank you for the compliment. David, are you there?
No, he's not here.
I'm having trouble seeing you. You're the funny disc jockey. How are you? I'm Dot Letterman.
How's your boy?
David's wonderful.
How come he won't
marry? No one could ask for a better son than David. I'm very old.
How do you feel about that bastard grandson that you have? Because Letterman won't marry his girlfriend, right?
There's a reason for that. We have a pact, David and I. May I sit?
Oh, have a seat, Mrs. Letterman, please.
So nice to be with you. David will never marry as long as I am alive. We have a pact that way. He loves his mother.
It's not like...
Oh, well, I don't want to kiss and tell, but David is extraordinarily close to me. We used to play a game, Dot Letterman and her little boy David, who was so very late to develop. We played a game, we called it Dot the Eye. Dot the Eye.
Oh, dear.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
Would you like to see the bruising?
No, thank you. I'll pass.
All right.
I'd rather not know.
You can see it from this angle.
Please.
Yes.
Oh.
Look at my pelvic bone.
Put some ice in that.
It's poking through your skin.
Thank you so much. Wonderful. But I still feel sexy.
Well, you still are.
You look lovely in that Fidel Castro shirt.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Mrs. Letterman.
Michael Elston.
Always admired you from afar.
Always a pleasure.
Time now for the Friday favorite. And I know that we mentioned yesterday on the show that Sean Connery is retiring.
Yeah.
Where's the Grease Man? Is she still on the air here?
Grease Man?
I just don't understand.
He had to leave.
Why are you quitting the movies?
I'm quitting the movies for one simple fact. I simply don't understand.
Now, that's the true story that we read yesterday. You don't
understand. Let me walk you through it, lad.
You don't understand the
script. Would you like me to walk you through it?
Please do.
It's quite simple. Let me tell you, laddie. You get a script. It's got a story. You read it.
Yeah.
You decide you're going to do the film or you're not going to do it. Well, the bottom line is now.
Yeah.
What happens to me, Sean Connery, when I get a script, I simply don't understand what's happening.
Hmm.
The Matrix, there's a great example.
You were offered that movie.
I turned it down. Enormous hit.
Yes.
Then along comes The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I took it. And it was a flop.
Bad choice.
Box office poison. Mm-hmm. A total disaster. Just a loser. Connery lays another egg, they said in the London papers. And I said, that's it. I'm done. If I can't understand what the scripts are, I'm not going to participate in any more films. I'm going to retire. I'm going to basically retire to my golf and my various surgeries. That's it. That's all I'm going to do. I read my sides for Soul Plane. It was inconceivable. Diabolical plot. Didn't have any desire.
Huh.
Didn't want to do it at all. So many things in life seem to have passed me by. What's this Tempur-Pedic mattress I hear about? Diabolical. Doesn't seem to make any sense whatsoever. I don't understand. There's so many things every day in my mind. I'm deluged with incredible concepts and ideas and products that don't make sense to me. My great-grandson told me of a jar that contains both peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm. You can get that.
Insanity. That's what that is. Insanity. I saw a movie. They had phones with no wires.
Right.
Sinister science fiction. That's what it is to me.
Hold on.
Don't care for it at all.
How is that? It's a cell. Everybody has a. Don't you have a cell phone?
I have a cell phone that's used by my assistant.
That
I never understood the goddamn thing at all.
That is a phone without wires.
I always, you know what I say to her when she takes it out? I say, put it away. Put it away. It's going to read my mind. Sinister. I'm perplexed by credit cards. Where does the money come from? My day, you just bring in a beaver pelt or something like that. You just present it and you trade it in.
Beaver pelt.
Now you just got to do all these different things. I don't understand hot dogs with chili already inside. That used to be one of my favorite little American things. I'd go and I'd scoop the chili out, put it on the dog. Right. Now you stick it inside. What do they use, a chili gun?
Well, hey,
how do they get it inside?
Yeah. How do you think?
Is that like a jelly donut? I still don't know how they get the jelly inside.
How do you think they get the cream inside the Twinkie?
It's all Nazi science is what it is. I don't understand why you put all your books on paper anyway. All my books are printed on animal skins.
Nah.
Do me one favor,
yes,
will you
sir.
Please,
yes,
on behalf
sir.
Of Sean Connery,
yeah.
To one particular lady doesn't work here, send along a message.
Yes, sir.
Say, I miss you greatly.
Who's that?
That's from Sean to Dame Bobby Hollingsworth. Please.
If
I'd appreciate
it. We'll tell her.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
I need a mug of ale and some salted pork.
Did you get a copy of an old employee list, like from 15 years ago?
No. I just talked to this guy right here with the big head. He wrote these names down on a piece of paper, and all I'm doing is reading them.
Good job.
Fare thee well, John Pop.
This is the Don and Mike Show.